Grace and peace to you from God, who comes into our lives as God our Creator, Jesus Christ our Savior, and Holy Spirit our Helper and Sustainer. Amen. I grew up watching television. One of my favorite TV shows was Mission Impossible. You've all seen it, huh? I always enjoyed the opening scenes of Mission Impossible. Mr. Phelps, who is the team leader, he listens to a recording which describes the mission. The recording then reminds Mr. Phelps that if he or any member of the Impossible Mission Force is caught, the secretary will disavow any knowledge of the team and its mission. The recording then self-destructs. He then sits down and proclaims, and this is his one sermon, or the shortest sermon he preaches in the Gospels. You've just heard Scripture make history. It came true just now in this place. In these words of the prophet Isaiah and Jesus' brief sermon, we hear a description of the kingdom of God and a statement of Jesus' mission in his ministry here on earth. And this proclamation of Jesus' mission resonated with the early Christians who were participants and members of the community addressed by Luke's gospel. Luke's community was composed mostly of Gentile Christians who were mostly poor, servants, slaves, outcasts, women, widows, orphans, and people of little political and financial power and influence. I mean, there were some folks who might be of a higher class, but that was it. There were people who experienced oppression by the Roman Empire and oppression by people of power, status, and means. Jesus' mission to bring good news to the poor, pardon to the captives, sight for the blind, freedom for the oppressed, and proclaim that these people are now recipients of God's favor, connected with, and was well received by these early Christians. These early Christians believed Jesus to be the anointed one of God, sent to be their Savior and Lord, and especially to reach out and to bring the marginalized, the outsiders, and the poor closer to God, as Jesus has brought them closer to God. Jesus' proclamation of his mission occurs early in his ministry, and the stage is now set for what comes next in Jesus' ministry according to Luke. And from this point forward in Luke, this mission statement, this description of the kingdom of God, is a lens by which we can interpret Jesus' ministry and interpret Luke's gospel and the Acts of the Apostles. Jesus came to change the world and to bring forth the kingdom of God. Jesus came to love all people, to lift up people, to care for people, to free people, to reconcile people to one another, to be hope for people, to bring people to God, and to gather people together to be a community. What looks like Mission Impossible now becomes Mission Possible for Jesus. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? When we consider Jesus' mission, an important thing to remember is the fact and reality that every Christian congregation is the result of Jesus' mission to reach out and to gather all people to God. Jesus' love and outreach makes the church and relationships possible. At this time, I encourage you to take a look around you. You know, it's okay to take a look around you. Turn your head, look behind, check out who actually made it this morning. Okay, I mean, that's the nature of congregations. And Jesus has gathered all of you to be Peace Lutheran Church, along with the folks at the 11 o'clock service, and whoever doesn't make it today, well, they're part of Peace Lutheran Church, right? Now comes the interesting question, you know. Would you have chosen the people sitting around you this morning to be members of Peace Lutheran Church? Think about that. You know, we don't get a voice, really. I mean, folks join. And we figure it's by the grace of God and by God's movement and by the movement of the Spirit, they come and they say, this is the congregation I want to join. Council doesn't even get to vote on them. I don't even do an interview of them. They tell me they want to join. We say, y'all come and you're all welcome, right? I mean, that's how it works. I mean, and do you really love all the people around you? I mean, but we don't have a choice, do we? We gotta, right? The reality is Jesus chose you and gathered you to be Peace Lutheran Church. As a matter of fact, I am a product of Jesus' mission to reach out and to gather all people. The old Pacific Southwest Synod of the Lutheran Church in America realized that there was a growing Chinese population in, of all places, on the east side of LA County, known as Monterey Park. If you all know LA County, that's also the western side of the San Gabriel Valley. Monterey Park, California, growing Asian population, especially a growing Chinese population, right next to East Los Angeles. And so they decided that they would offer the services of a Chinese pastor to St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Monterey Park. And the purpose of this Chinese pastor was to reach out into that growing Chinese population in Monterey Park. Well, the Pacific Southwest Synod, though, didn't understand Chinese very well, because this immigrant Chinese pastor, his main dialect was Mandarin. And you know what the Chinese in Monterey Park spoke as their main Chinese dialect? Cantonese. And as a result of that, he preached in English. But anyway, this Chinese pastor, to reach out to the growing Chinese population in Monterey Park, started a Chinese language school, and Chinese parents, being who they are, wanted their children to learn Chinese. And my parents were the same way. So that's how I got acquainted with St. Paul's Lutheran Church and got connected. And eventually one thing led to another, and won't go into all the details, but I am the product of a mission project on the part of the old Pacific Southwest Synod of the Lutheran Church in America and St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Monterey Park, California. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? I never thought I'd wind up being a pastor, much less, of all places, Grass Valley. Anyway. So Jesus is on a mission to reach out and develop relationships and gather all people, regardless of their background, regardless of their status in society, regardless of what language they speak, regardless of whether they got whatever they have in terms of gifts, talents. Jesus wants to be in relationship with everyone. And whenever we describe Jesus' mission, by extension, we describe our mission as disciples and followers of Jesus Christ. So how will we respond to this mission proclaimed by Jesus to share good news with so many different people, and especially with the outcasts and the marginalized of society? What will be Peace Lutheran Church's ministries in response to this mission? When we read the four Gospels and think about mission, we realize that all four Gospels demand, get this, a response from us who confess Jesus to be the Christ, to do something and to act on our faith in Jesus. Every gospel demands a response. And it ain't something, well, you have a choice. No. The gospels really demand it. Now, I know that, you know, I can't force you to do what you don't want to do, but the gospels are very clear. If you believe, what are you going to do? If you believe that Jesus is really the Christ, what will you do? Or one way to think about Jesus' mission and our mission is through a very simple statement. If Jesus makes a difference in your lives or our lives, then we have to show it, right? If Jesus makes a difference in our lives, then we have to show it. I mean, that separates us from all in a very contentious society. Or if we say that Jesus reaches out to people who are outcasts, who are marginalized, who are on the edges of society, how do we respond to that and show that indeed, this is who Jesus really is? Because someone has to be the body of Christ, as Paul points out, and incarnate who Jesus is for others. Mission, going out, stepping into the world, as Jesus came and lived among us as a human being, that's a mission. Jesus was sent. Mission is integral to who we are as a church and as followers and disciples of Jesus Christ. We cannot be the church unless we have a mission. Otherwise, we'd be the local social club, right? And we know that difference. I mean, you look around at Peace, and there are things that this congregation is doing. But also the challenge constantly is, what more? What more? Because that's the nature of the gospel and the relationship we have with God. You know, in the Roman Catholic Church, when a congregation gets together for worship, You know what they call that worship service, right? What is the word? Mass. Okay, it's Mass. And you know Mass, you know what the Latin root is for that word Mass? It's what? Misa. And you know what that means? Go, you are sent. That's what it's about. It's not simply sitting here, setting up a futon after worship service and saying you get to stay. Okay, you know, at the end of the worship service, you know, go in peace and then you're going to do something, right? Yeah. Or there are some congregations that actually have a sign when you leave the parking lot, now the worship begins or now the service begins. I think some of you may have seen those if you visit certain congregations. I mean, worship goes out. I mean, the purpose of why we gather is so that we can scatter. I mean, Jesus sent his disciples out, and we do likewise because we follow in Jesus' footsteps. Jesus sends us on a mission that he began when he read the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. God's Spirit is on, and he says, me. But really, God's Spirit is on us. God's chosen us to preach the message of good news to the poor, sent us to announce pardon to prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the burdened and battered free, and to announce, this is God's year to act. Or another way of thinking about it is the Reverend Howard Thurman, a teacher, a theologian, and a pastor of, and get the name of this church, of All Nations Church in San Francisco. He wrote the following. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the people, and get the last line, to make music in the heart. Isn't that what we are about? Jesus came into the world to lead us out into the world. We are on a mission. Amen.